I'm Rachel Kessler, part of Vis-a-Vis Society, also known as Dr. Owning.
I'm Sierra Nelson, also known as Dr. Inc.
You're tuned in to the Jack Straw Writers Program. On this edition of the podcast, you'll hear from the Vis-a-Vis Society. Curator Matt Briggs interviewed these two collaborative writers in the studio.
And what does your society do?
The Vis-a-Vis Society is for the poetic analysis of the everyday. We write surveys, mostly. That's our main method. And then give those surveys to audiences through various means. And then we try to gather the results and tabulate them, graph them, dance them, and sing them.
Yeah, and then we take them and usually right away start to tally up the results. So we'll have a graph that we then sing or dance.
Do you have an example of a survey?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Falling down, please choose the best answer for each question. 1. When you see someone falling down, what is your primary reaction?
A. Dummy. B. Lovable human. C. Falling star. D. Dogpile.
Dummy.
2. What is the best way to fall?
A. Like a knight off his steed. B. Like a tree in the forest. C. Like a gyroscope. D. In a heap of ashes.
The answer would be D. Heap of ashes.
3. When people fall down, it is a sign of?
A. A good time. B. Winter is upon us. C. Love in air. D. Unsettled political climate.
C. Love.
4. When you fall down, what is your primary thought?
A. I hope no one is looking. B. Thank you, Jesus. C. What the blank jerk left that blank there, right where anybody could trip on it. D. Tuck and roll.
D. Tuck and roll. The falling is a form of seeking safety.
And 5. When someone falls for you, you should?
A. Say, I'm sorry. B. Say, thank you. C. Help them up. D. Fall down too. E. Throw them a rope. F. Do a little victory wave. G. Run.
Fall down too?
Fall down too. D.
D.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. We'll add that data to our collection.
Excellent.
You'll be included in our future graphs.
Now, in terms of why do you do this? This seems to be a strange hobby.
It is a strange hobby. It's been a lifelong strange hobby, I think. We were discussing this actually earlier. Well, Sierra was saying that she's been writing surveys since the sixth grade. And I think I'd been doing a similar thing with my younger sisters. It was a listening station that I'd set up with a little tape deck, and I'd record a bunch of questions and then or different things like, listen to this sound. Can you name what this is? And then I would go and record the toilet flushing, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, from a young age, we were writing surveys.
The Vis-a-Vis Society will perform live with Karina Wyckoff, Cheryl Strayed, Molly Tenenbaum, and musical guest Dennis Driscoll. This reading will take place on Thursday, May 31st at 7 p.m. at Jack Straw Productions, 4261 Roosevelt Way, Northeast, Seattle. $5 suggested donation at the door. More details are online at www.jackstraw.org. This podcast was produced by Jack Straw Productions as a part of the Jack Straw Writers Program. The 2007 curator of this program is Matt Briggs. Music performed by John Osbold and recorded through the Jack Straw Artist Support Program. Producer is Jenny Cecil Moore. Recording engineers are Mo Preventure and Tom Stiles. Arts Programs Manager is Van Deep. Narrator is Michelle Kazak. And Executive Director of Jack Straw Productions is Joan Rabinowitz. The Jack Straw Writers Program is made possible with support from the Paul G. Allen Family Foundation, Arts Fund, Poncho, the Mayor's Office of Arts and Cultural Affairs, For Culture King County Lodging Tax Fund, the Washington State Arts Commission, the National Endowment for the Arts, and individual contributors. All of the writers heard in this series are published in the Jack Straw Writers Anthology, available for purchase and featured online at www.jackstraw.org. Thank you for listening.